He had been leading in the polls, and now state school superintendent Tony Evers will face Republican Governor Scott Walker in November. Evers pulled ahead of seven other Democrats in Tuesday's primary with 42% of the vote. WUWM's Marty Michelson was at Evers' victory party in Madison and has this report.
Several hundred people packed into a room at the Best Western Premier Park Hotel and cheered when Tony Evers walked into the room. He took the podium shortly after 10 o'clock.
I'm Tony Evers, and I'm going to be the next governor of the state of Wisconsin.
Evers says his background as a teacher and state school superintendent puts him in the best position to solve some of the issues the state faces. He promised that if elected, Wisconsin would return to a formula of two-thirds state funding for public schools. He also vowed to address what he calls crumbling roads.
In my first 100 days as governor, I'll be making fixing our roads a priority.
Yeah.
I will find a long-term solution for how we pay for them and work hard with members of both parties to get it done.
Evers also promised that on his first day in office, he would accept federal Medicaid money to provide thousands of Wisconsinites with more affordable health care. After his speech, Evers acknowledged it'll be a tough race against Walker and it'll likely get ugly.
Tom Walker has lots of money and he has a history of carpet bombing his opponents. He will do that. There'll be ad after ad after ad, you know, putting me in the position of trying to respond. Frankly, I know what he's going to be talking about. We're going to respond every single time.
Perhaps one reason for an impending onslaught of ads? In recent months, Walker has warned supporters that he could fall victim to a surge in Democratic voting. And he could indeed be vulnerable, according to Kathleen Dolan. She's chair of the Political Science Department at UW-Milwaukee. Dolan says despite President Trump's win here 2 years ago, people still consider Wisconsin a battleground state where the governorship could be up for grabs.
Governor Walker's numbers aren't super strong. He ran in the past 10 years that advantaged the Republican Party. So I think he certainly would be one of the top targets for Democrats looking to see where they could pick off a Republican.
Yet Dolan says Democrats shouldn't take anything for granted based on trends in midterm elections here. She says turnout in Wisconsin in midterm elections is typically heavier among older, more conservative and outstate voters. The state Republican Party immediately jumped in to support Walker last night, announcing it's launched a statewide TV ad targeting Tony Evers. The ad accuses Evers of putting students in danger by not revoking the license of a teacher. The party says the teacher was caught, quote, spreading pornography in the classroom and making, quote, inappropriate comments about the bodies of middle school girls. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.